The weekend highlights in our region include chamber music, mystical jazz, classical Russian music, a punk rock memoir, multimedia, folk music, theater, and a whole lot more. It's a feast for chamber music aficionados this weekend, if only you could be in more than one place at one time. If you plan carefully, though, you can at least catch two of three top-notch chamber concerts this Saturday evening. At 4:30 p.m., pianist Kira Zhao will play works by Liget, Debussy, and Beethoven at the historic Meeting House in New Marlboro, Mass., as part of the Music and More series. Then at 6 p.m., violinist Alexei Semenenko and pianist Inna Firsova bring the curtain down on this year's Tannery Pond Concert Series with a program including works by Grieg, Schubert, and Tchaikovsky. The concert, by the two Ukrainian-born musicians, takes place in the Tannery on the grounds of Mount Lebanon Shaker Village and the Darrow School in New Lebanon, New York. And finally, on Saturday at 7:30 p.m., the Philadelphia-based Jasper String Quartet, whose repertoire stretches from the Baroque through the Romantics to the modern to the contemporary, will perform works by Haydn, Debussy, Judd Greenstein, and Arthur Foote at the St. James Church in Chatham, New York, as part of the Leaf Peeper Concert Series. The ensemble will be joined by series artistic director Eugenia Zuckerman on Arthur Foote's Scherzo for Flute and String Quartet. And if none of that interests you, but you're a big jazz fan, Saturday night also features a concert by legendary composer and jazz pianist Randy Weston, performing A Night of Mystical Music at Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield, Mass. At 7 p.m. Weston, who has deep musical roots in the Berkshires, will offer an evening of music inspired by the mystical voice of Sufi teacher Hazrat Khan. Or if you prefer your music large and symphonic, the Orchestra Now kicks off its 2017-2018 residency at Bard College's Fisher Center this weekend with back-to-back concerts featuring an all-Russian program of music by Mussorgsky, Tchaikovsky, and Prokofiev. Led by Leon Botstein, the orchestra will be joined by soloist Chao Jun Yang, a winner of the Bard College Conservatory 2016 Concerto Competition, in Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 2. Concerts are on Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2 p.m. But maybe theater is your thing. The summer theater season may be over and done with, but there's still plenty of stuff to see. Yasmina Reza's Tony Award-winning dramedy God of Carnage is getting a critically acclaimed staging now through October 8th at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Mass., starring a quartet of the company's finest actors, Elizabeth Aspenleader, Kristen Wold, Jonathan Croy, and Alan Burroughs. The play is a contemporary cross between Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf and TV's Modern Family. Remember punk rock author Richard Bach does? He had a front row seat in its seminal years as the doorman at downtown New York's famed punk nightclub, The Mud Club. Richard will read from his new memoir, The Mud Club, at Hudson Hall on Sunday at 5 p.m. Filmmaker Amos Poe will be on hand to introduce Bach and to moderate a post-reading discussion. And finally, Art Meets Landscape Meets Stage in Performing Olana, an original site-specific play written by Dara Cloud and staged on the grounds of Olana outside of Hudson, New York, today through Sunday. The theater piece draws inspiration from Frederick Church's painting, letters, family life, and the celebrated landscape, and is presented as an immersive experience in which performer and audience journey together inside Church's art. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.